morning. My name is Vicki, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Credito Real's first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Credito Real issued its quarterly report on Thursday, April 23, 2015. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in Mexico City at 5255-5228-9753. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a certain number of risks and uncertainties. Today from Credito Real in Mexico City, we have Mr. Angel Romanos, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Carlos Ochoa Valdez, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Lorena Cardenas, former Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jonathan Rangel, Investor Relations Officer. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us in our first quarter 2015 conference call. The first quarter proved to be very assuring for us. Net income grew 21% when compared to last year and ahead of our own expectations. We were able to grow on all of our business lines, but durable goods, which have been lagging due to the very slow growth rate in the Mexican economy, as well as in consumer consumption. All the other products grew at very healthy rates, surpassing our expectations for this quarter. Credit penetration remains low, and we see tremendous growth opportunities by focusing on low-income segments, as we have done in the past. We expect to see growth mostly in used car, group loans, and SME loans, and now feel very confident that we can deliver the net income guidance of 15 to 18% growth. Our loan portfolio increased 28.7% year over year, while our non-performing loans remained at 2.2%, in line with our 2 to 3% NPL guidance. As we get a more diversified loan portfolio, we expect a gradual increase to our NPLs, but also we expect to keep having solid growth rates. Debts have been a bit lower for the quarter, as we grew a lot on the payroll business by being more aggressive on our pricing strategy. Our return on equity reached 24%, and our return on assets reached 6.5%. We continue to have strong profitability indicators relative to the rest of the Mexican financial sector. Our distribution network keeps growing and setting the basis for future loan portfolio expansion. Our Drive and Cash partnership launched 12 new branches this quarter, reaching 47 branches. And our traditional used car business entered into a new agreement with car dealers in Mexico, totaling 18 agreements today. Similarly, our group loan operators launched the 120th branch, servicing now 110,000 customers in total. Regarding our payroll business, this quarter our loan origination was very strong, increasing 35.5% year over year. This quarter, the government-sponsored program Banxefi prepaid 391 loans for a principal amount of 11 million pesos, or approximately 0.1% of Credito Real's payroll loan portfolio. This quarter, used car, SMEs, and group loans together were 60% of total origination, which signals that our diversifying strategy is working fine. We are always keen to increase our presence by enlarging our used car distribution network, finding more consolidation opportunities in group loans, and increasing SME sales forces. In the case of the durable goods business, we are evaluating alternatives to increase origination, such as e-commerce, telemarketing, and in-house credit cards, though very carefully, given the deterioration in consumer portfolios throughout the whole banking sector of Mexico. Regarding funding, our results were unaffected by the recent depreciation of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar, thanks to the cross-currency swaps we have in place for all of our U.S. dollar-denominated debt. Our quarter's average funding cost reached 6.7%, showing a 100 basis points improvement against last year. debt-to-equity ratio remains at 2.4 times, while our capitalization index remains at a 40% level, leading us home to increase companies' indebtedness to support loan book expansion. During this year, we will keep making important efforts to increase our stock visibility and to maintain liquidity over $2 million per day. We are glad to announce that this quarter we became part of the FTSE Global Equity Small Cap and the FTSE All-Cap Indexes. Now, before we take a closer look at first quarter results, I want to mention some recent changes we made to our management team. We disclosed such changes last week. We consented Lorena Cardenas' resignation as CEO of the company. Lorena decided to undertake a personal growth. However, her experience is very valuable to Crédito Real. For that reason, she was invited to join our board of directors and thus staying close to the company. Yesterday, our shareholders meeting approved Lorena to formally become a member of the board. We also appointed Carlos Ochoa as our new chief financial officer. Carlos has extensive experience in Crédito Real, as he has been with the company for more than 18 years and has been the CEO in the past 12 years. He has extensive knowledge of all the areas of the company, and I am sure he will prove to be a very good choice for the position. Carlos holds a master's degree in economics from the Bristol University in the UK. Finally, we appointed Ramon Rodriguez as our new Chief Operating Officer. Ramon managed the state of international areas for the last 2 years, and previously he managed the collection strategy area, HSBC, for Mexico and Latin America. I will now turn the call over to Lorena Cardenas for a short farewell message. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angel, and thank you everyone for being part of Crédito Real's quarterly call. I want to take this opportunity to say that it is with regret that I have requested my resignation to Crédito Real. It was a difficult decision. However, a decision required to be able to initiate my first entrepreneurship step, all in all, a very important personal project. I want to take this opportunity to express my thankfulness for the opportunity to be the CFO of Crédito Real, and now to be invited to the board of directors. As we all know, Crédito Real's successful expansion within the Mexico financial sector has seen growth and profitability above and beyond most of its peers. I would also convey to the investor community my appreciation for the trust and attention received during this year, as well as my receptiveness in any future respects that you may have. With this, I will finish my remarks. Wishing you all very well, and God bless you. Please, I will now turn the call to Anka.
Thank you, Lorena, and thank you for all the work and effort you left here at the company. We are happy to receive you as a new board member. Now, I will turn the call to Carlos Ochoa, Chief Financial Officer, Carlos Ochoa, first quarter.
Thank you, Anthony. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking part in Crédito Real's quarterly conference call. For Crédito Real, it is important to face the challenges and opportunities we see in the following year. For that purpose, we will keep increasing stock visibility and keep building institutional relations. As Angel mentioned, our business model continues to reach new customers among different products. Our distribution network keeps getting larger, providing opportunities for segments of the population with limited credit access. Regarding the loan portfolio, the loan portfolio increased by 28.7% to reach 14.3 million, the 14.3 million pesos, 1,000 million pesos, compared to 11,000 million pesos recorded at the end of the first quarter in 2014. The loan book growth was driven by expansion in payroll, used cars, SMEs, and vehicles. Regarding the origination, this quarter, we reported a 26.5% increase year over year. In the case of durable goods and SMEs, we observed a decrease in the origination due to a weak credit environment in Mexico. And in the case of durable goods, because we are no longer originating with good distributors. Allowances for loan losses is now fully reflected in the methodology changes required by the banking regulation. The increase is 101.3% over year, year over year, while the expenditure of provision for loan losses increased 9.8%. When it comes to interest income, during the third quarter, we reached an interest income of 943 million, increasing at 48.1% from excluding non-recurring items in the first quarter of 2014. This amount includes the income from Combinero, but we began consolidating it in the financial statements in November. Financial margin. The financial margin increased 34.4%, 718.4 million, showing interest income growth and decreasing funding costs, also excluding non-recurring items. When it comes to net income, similarly, net income increased 20.8% during the first quarter, reaching 326.7 million compared to 274 million in the first quarter of 2014. Cost of funds in 2014 reached 6.7%, which represents an improvement of 100 basis points to the 7.7% recorded in the first quarter of 2015. Non-performing loans, the NPL ratio reached 2.2% at the end of the first quarter, the first quarter compared to the 1.5% ratio in the previous year, the first quarter of the previous year. As I mentioned, our long-term objective is to keep our NPL ratio between 2% and 3%, but we have to maintain to diversify our loan portfolio. During the first quarter as well, we experienced a return of our average asset of 6.5% compared to 6.8% during the first quarter of 2014. And our return on average equity was 23.7% compared to 4.1% in the previous year, without non-recurring items. Both figures reflect the shift in portfolio mix experience. When it comes to the efficiency, our efficiency ratio reached 34.1% in the first quarter compared to the 24.4% in the previous year. This increase is explained by the consolidation of Combinero in face of Real Pricol. Combinero bears the cost of payroll required to distribute payroll loans in 16 states of the country. Our capitalization ratio and debt to equity ratio show a more efficient use of capital. The capitalization ratio came down to 39.6% from 41.6%, and our debt to equity ratio remains at 2.4 times. We are confident to have a solid trade platform to balance a diversified growth and having the right strategies to navigate that policy. With this, I conclude my remarks, and now let me turn the call to the studio operator. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We'll take our first question from Tito Lombardo with Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning, Angel, and good luck to Lorena and Carlos in their new roles. I have a couple of questions. First, in terms of your net interest margin, we saw a bit of a big drop from the fourth quarter. You mentioned you were a bit aggressive in your pricing strategy. But just want to get a better sense of your outlook for net interest margin going forward. Are you feeling a lot of pressure there because of competition? Will you continue to be aggressive in pricing, which even with good growth, could eventually, eat into the margins further? So that's my first question, if you could get some more color on that. And then second question is, looking at your provisioning levels, they dropped in the quarter, even though we saw some deterioration in your loan portfolio. and asset quality, particularly with you growing in higher risk segments. You know, you've guided for 2-3% NPL, so would expect, you know, this can continue to rise. So it looks unlikely for provisions to continue to come down, and they'll have to come up. So with margins coming down and provisions potentially rising, I just want to get a sense of how you see that evolving, you know, in the short term for provisions and margins, but also kind of longer term for profitability. If these trends continue, you know, what type of ROEs you think you can deliver in the longer term? Thank you.
Hello, Tito. This is Angel. I'm not sure if I understood the whole two questions completely, but I'm going to try to answer on what I understood. The first one, talking about the yields and margin pressures, I think you referred to the aggressiveness we have on the payroll loan business for the quarter. This is like the first year anniversary of the Banquetti program. We've been a whole year waiting to see what happens with the program. The program has been steadily decreasing its force and the momentum it had at the beginning and all the say in the market about the program. And we thought that the first quarter was very important for us to be very aggressive in origination, to get to new states, to get to new contracts. And we lowered our interest rate for this quarter. We are now bringing it back to what it was. We gained a lot of momentum this quarter. The origination grew more than 30% compared to last year. This proved to be very well. We will see reflected in the numbers the rest of the year. So that's the explanation. It was just for this quarter, it was where they were. I'm going to take a chance now to tell you that the software now making the payments was makes us know much better when we are going to get the payments from the government. How much we're going to get in this day. This also makes us want to be more aggressive, want to gain momentum and more money to share. That's the first question. Now, the second question, I didn't get a lot of things that you said, but the second were about our yields coming down, and yields going up. Yields were really where we expect them to be. We're trying a bunch of things from the SMEs and products. We're doing very well on them. We're not really, we don't feel we have a problem with NPLs. We do have a small problem with consumer products, kind of durable goods. The whole industry has. We have been scaling back on that business, even though it's comfortable. What we're getting on trade and management. We have scaled back on that system. Then we've been. For ROE, we believe that we will remain in 25% and 30% in the long run, and we feel very confident either. We're never actually so low that if we were able to bring it up a bit, that would be very effective for our ROE. Hope this answers your question.
Thanks, Angel. Yeah, that's very helpful. It's a little hard to hear you, but I think I got most of what you said. So just to follow up then on the two questions, so on the margins, you think you were a bit aggressive in the first quarter and then that can kind of stabilize going forward, or maybe so margins should be kind of stable going forward? Is that a fair assessment? And then following up on the second question, just with provisioning levels, right, because they came down, but if NPLs go up, do you expect provisioning levels to rise? I think you've kind of maybe guided for provisions to be between around 3% in the long term. Is that still what we should expect for provisioning levels?
Yes, that's correct, Tito.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll go next to Chris Delgado with JP Morgan.
Just kind of a follow-up to that. I know you mentioned that the loan balances are up, you know, in terms of the payroll loan book by about a little more than 30%. But when you look at the number of customers year on year, it's actually down 7%. Could you talk a little bit about why that is and maybe some of the challenges you're facing there? And then also in terms of expenses, could you give us a sense on your thoughts for the expenses for the full year?
Chris, could you repeat your question again? We're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, no worries. In terms of the payroll loan book, I know you mentioned it was about up about 30-something percent this past quarter. But when I look at the total number of customers year over year, it's down 7%. Could you talk a little bit about what's driving the decrease in total number of customers for the payroll loan book? And then my second question is just in terms of expenses, what's your expectation for the full year given the acquisition of Condinero?
On the first part of your question, the number of customers decreased a little bit. We're working a lot on refinancing existing customers, and that was a very important part of the growth we had in the first quarter. And on the second part of your questions about acquisitions, we did the Combinero acquisition last year, and we're not planning on making another on the other two distributors on the short term. We have our options that expire until 2018, so we're taking that one step at a time, and we'll let you know as soon as we think of doing something in that matter.
Okay, but then in terms of efficiency, just based on my calculation, I have it at about 33.5%. Do you expect that efficiency ratio to get better or get worse? Could you talk? That's kind of what I'm curious about.
We believe that as we grow our business model in the new lines of business, our efficiency ratio will start coming down again. This is if we don't exercise one of the other options with the payroll lenders that we just discussed. But as our business model works of looking for good operators and not having the operating expenses here in the company, our efficiency ratio should go down again to the 30-31% by the end of the year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
As a reminder, to ask a question, it is star one on your telephone keypad. We'll go next to Jordan Heimovitz with Philadelphia Financial.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, it's been very difficult to hear some of the answers. It's been a little better recently, but it's been tough to hear you guys. What is the yield on the new payroll business this quarter versus a year ago?
Hello, Jordan. How are you?
Good.
I feel that yields will remain steady throughout the year.
No. What was the actual yield in the quarter put on versus 1 year ago?
It was like 180 basis points lower than last year.
So would it be like 38% or something like that? Or?
No, this has been coming down throughout the year. And we really see no pressure and don't think this will keep going down in the coming months. As I said, we have a penetration strategy in the first quarter, and that's what brought our yield down for the quarter.
So what was the actual number? Was it about 38, 39% of what was the yield put on in the quarter?
29.9% on payroll loans.
29.9?
That was the actual yield for the first quarter.
And then a year ago, it would have been 32%?
Yes, correct.
And the book is yielding at about 60%, correct? So that's what's causing the yield compression, because what's being put on now is about half the yield as what was put on a few years ago, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we think it'll stay at about a 29% yield at this point is what you're saying.
We believe it will be a bit over 30% throughout the year.
Fine. And what is the yield on the and the used car product is the other fast-growing product. What is the yield on that?
The yield for the first quarter on the used car loans were 33.3%.
So there's no other products that are pulling down this product at this point. So the yield should stay pretty stable from where they're at.
Correct. We expect it to stay stable.
Okay. And then when you lag the non-performers, well, what is the earliest a payroll loan could become non-performing?
Could you repeat the question, Jordan?
Sure. What is the earliest a payroll loan can become non-performing?
No, I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
There are 60-day non-performings for payroll loans, correct? I'm sorry, the reception's just really bad. Maybe we can just follow up later.
Yes, because we really can't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you.
We'll go next to Enrique Mendoza with Interacción.
Hi, Angel. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Thinking about SG&A expenses, can you give us a breakdown on this quarter and last quarter expenses?
You see expenses growing a lot on this quarter compared to last quarter to this quarter last year, because now we are consolidating the Condinero operations, so we have all of their expenses in our books now.
And therefore, we can expect the same level of expenses for the rest of the year.
Correct. Now we are consolidating the whole expenses, and they should remain the same for the rest of the year.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, that is star one on your telephone keypad to ask a question. We'll go next to Natalia Corfield with J.P. Morgan.
Hi, thank you for the question. I have two questions. One, in your asset quality, we have seen that a deterioration in the quarter. So if you could give us more color why this is happening. It was in almost all of your business lines. I would like to know what's going on. And also, I've seen that you have approximately 28.7% of your debt maturing in 2015, and I'd like to know what are the plans to roll over this debt and what they are. Thank you.
Natalia, I'm very sorry. We're really having trouble listening to the questions. Could you repeat it? Try to go slowly to see if we can. We're having a lot of audio trouble here.
All right, no problem. So first question is in asset quality. We have seen a deterioration in almost all your lines. So if you could give more color to us on what's going on, that would be great. The second one is on the debt maturity of your loan of your debt. You have 28.7% maturing in 2015, and I'd like to know what are the plans to refinance this.
Okay. Asset quality per product remained in line with our expectations, but consumer loans, durable good loans, which was affected by poor quality of loans. What we're doing there is scaling back on the origination of the product. As you can see in our numbers, we have reduced very significantly the amount of portfolio we have in that product, given the problem in non-performing loans since the middle of last year. And this has been going on for the whole financial industry in Mexico. We believe our strategy to scale back has proven to be very good. We don't expect asset quality to deteriorate in our other products throughout the year. We feel comfortable with how things are working out and with our collection phase. And the other part of your question was?
It was on
corporate.
Yes.
Well, we have 2019 U.S. denominated debt coming to maturity, and the rest of the maturities are from the Mexican local market. We have 28.7% coming due in 2015, 19.8% coming due in 2016, 3.2% coming due 2017. We expect to keep being very, very active in the local markets and trying to get more tenure on our debt every time we come to the market. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, on the average, the whole debt, the average is 3.3 years.
Right. And what's the average of your loan portfolio?
The maturity of the portfolio is 1.5 years.
All right, thank you.
And we have no more questions at this time, so I turn the call back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Just an excuse for the bad audio we have and the problems we have with the question and answer session. We're open for any other questions you have. Send us an email, give us a call, and we'll be very glad to answer any one of them. Thank you, and bye-bye.
That does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation.